This is Wade Brasky with the Chief Organizer's Report, Corporate Moves in Atlanta. No question, having visited Atlanta somewhat regularly over the years and more frequently over the last 6 months, there doesn't seem much question that the area is exploding. Traffic is soul-crunching, although much, much better during the pandemic. Suburbs are sprouting like weeds. Apartment complexes are hidden behind every stand of trees and around the corner of every hillside. The New York Times jumped into the conversation from two sides recently that were head-scratchers. On one hand, they interviewed African-Americans who had relocated to Atlanta or had stayed in the area after attending one of the bunches of historic black colleges and universities in the area. Given the fact the majority of the city proper is African-American, all of that made sense, especially since some of the movement was from Silicon Valley, the W-2 capital of the country for whites and wealth. On the other hand, the report underlined how these same tech companies were expanding in the Atlanta area and adding thousands of jobs and tens of thousands of square feet in office space in the name of diversity. Looking at the second hand was less comfortable once you think about it. It's probably neck and neck on whether the last post-war years are more profoundly case studies of corporate as government control and policy between Dallas and Atlanta. Both are what in terms of Fortune 500 headquarters, airport traffic, and general transportation hubs. In fact, that's why they exist. They are not port towns or big river cities. They are gateways in no small part built by railways. Atlanta business interests are perhaps more publicly and publicity and image conscious than Dallas, which noses them ahead, perhaps. Both cities try to keep two conflicting ideas in their heads at the same time. The ability to attract workers and companies of all stripes, which means at least seeming a bit more liberal, while also maintaining rock-ribbed conservative policies and programs this side of reactionary at the state level. The current Georgia legislature's voter suppression efforts are perhaps the best example. The outcome will still be bad, but after major corporations weighed in recently so that no-excuse absentee voting and Sunday voting will now likely survive because Republicans are about to create barriers that would embarrass their overlords. Nonetheless, the notion that Atlanta might be Silicon Valley East in order to finally achieve diversity at this late stage shouldn't bring any standing applause for best practices. The Times reports that the Googles and their like have much better diversity numbers in Atlanta that are triggering their expansion, but that sounds a bit like playing with the numbers stacking the deck in the South while leaving Silicon Valley as white, wealthy, and privileged as it has been for decades. More space and workers in Atlanta, Charlotte, and Nashville doesn't solve the problem or the issue in California. No one in Atlanta is going to turn down new jobs. That's the DNA of the city. Silicon Valley still needs to get its house in order and end its de facto segregation. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.